And we're back in the Santa Fe Bacon Company. I'm here talking this segment with Michael Brown. He's the president of the School for Advanced Research. And this segment we're talking about a lecture sponsored by the school called Can We Reshape Humanity's Deep Future? It's happening this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the James A. Little Theater here in Santa Fe. Tickets are available at ticketsantafe.org. Welcome, Michael, to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Now, we're talking about a lecture given by the Oxford professor, Dr. Nick Bostrom.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Dr. Bostrom and what's his background?
Bostrom is a Swedish philosopher who became part of a movement called transhumanism, which is a speculative movement about what will happen to human beings when our technology becomes so advanced that we can upload our brains to the cloud or undertake various forms of physical enhancement that would extend our lives and improve the quality of our lives. It's associated with one very prominent figure in it that your listeners might be familiar with is Ray Kurzweil, who wrote a book called The Singularity Is Near. The singularity is this moment, this kind of tipping point where we transcend the limitations of our physical body thanks to technology. So Bostrom was interested in that, but there's a kind of utopian side of this movement which Kurzweil is associated with. Bostrom, even though he believes in human enhancement and feels that it's inevitable and so on, seems to become more interested in the dark side, the risky side. So he's associated with the study of existential risk, potential threats to all of humanity, not just natural ones like the Earth being hit by a comet or an asteroid or something, but things that we might do to ourselves that would bring human civilization to an end. And his particular area of interest is the potential risks of artificial intelligence, or AI. He wrote a book, was published last year, called Superintelligence, that was published by Oxford University Press. And he explores a bunch of scenarios in which artificial intelligence agents, you know, essentially computers, could reach a tipping point. And he thinks that tipping point is not too far away, you know, 2040, 2050, where they're actually more intelligent than we are and become capable of essentially taking control of certain things or taking control of their operations away from human beings because they're more clever than we are. And you can see elements of it right now in things like the infamous flash crash of the stock market, where you have computerized trading of stocks that something in the algorithm runs amok and brings the market to its knees. He talks about other scenarios in a very systematic, kind of dispassionate way. And so then the question for him as a philosopher is, how can we program these machines to avoid that kind of existential risk associated with artificial intelligence? He's not against it. I think he feels that it's inevitable. But the question is, how can we program them? How can we control them, insert ethical values in them that will protect us or prevent them from doing things that would be prejudicial to human well-being?
So we've got this singularitarian gone rogue who's concerned about machines taking over and enslaving humanity. Is this lecture going to be any fun?
Well, I think so. I mean, he's a pretty serious guy, I admit. But if you troll the web, you'll find, I mean, he did a wonderful short segment with Morgan Freeman on a program called The Wormhole or something like that, which explores the idea of whether our life is actually a kind of virtual world that's created by some other form of intelligence. I mean, it's a bit whimsical. I don't quite buy it, but there was a sense of humor in it. So I'm hopeful that it won't be all serious.
It's fascinating stuff, and it addresses many of my concerns about the future. The title of this lecture, Can We Reshape Humanity's Deep Future? How does the deep future differ from, shall we call it, the shallow future?
Well, certain transhumanists, I'm not sure whether Bostrom counts himself among them, really believe that we haven't ethical obligation to spread human intelligence to other planets and galaxies. I mean, one of the things that he's interested in is the Fermi paradox, which is that we would expect, if the universe is infinitely large, that we would have encountered other forms of intelligence. Just statistically, it seems like a likelihood that we would, and yet we haven't, despite a lot of efforts in that direction. So it raises the possibility that we sort of beat the odds, that, you know, something emerged on planet Earth owing to unique circumstances, and that we have some kind of ethical obligation to, you know, extend that intelligence to the rest of the universe. So we're talking really, really deep future. And part of that, of course, is preventing our own intelligence from running off the rails or creating agents, in this case, artificial intelligence that could do harm to us.
These are the existential risks, these short and long-term threats to human existence in the universe?
That's right, yeah. And so there are a lot of other people talking about it, so there's some Silicon Valley types who are exploring this whole question. I mean, some of it is really nitty-gritty stuff. The evidence, I just heard a report today on BBC that computers and robots are taking jobs away from human beings. I mean, that's happening right now. And The Economist ran a piece about 6 months ago which just lists all the thousands of job categories that are likely to be made obsolete by computers. And some of them are pretty, I mean, they're upper middle class jobs today. And some people feel that the rise of digital technologies have actually been instrumental in the social inequality that troubles us, and that things will get worse. But Bostrom deals with this stuff at a much higher level. He's not interested in such banal things as jobs and incomes. I think it's much more, you know, profoundly disturbing aspects of artificial intelligence. So one example, like a lot of philosophers, he does these kind of thought exercises. And one involves paperclips. So what if you have an artificial intelligence agent whose sole job is just to make paperclips and to maximize the production of paperclips? And that's the only thing that it does and the only thing that it cares about. And at some point, the human population might stand in the way of advancing that single goal. And in fact, we might contain elements in our bodies that would be useful for producing paperclips. So he sort of takes these exercises and plays them out to see where they lead. I mean, I personally, as a kind of down-to-earth guy, I find that a little fanciful. But he's making an important point, which is that unless these machines are imbued with some sense of constraint or values or, you know, ethics, you could imagine scenarios in which, just like in the movie Ex Machina, which I saw recently, and I'm sure some of your listeners have seen, in which the cyborgs kind of figure out, wait a minute, these people can turn us off or kill us or destroy us anytime they want, and we don't want that to happen, so we're going to do whatever we can to outsmart them. And that's the kind of stuff that Bostrom is working on.
It seems to me like an immediately accessible kind of concern. I think that all of our listeners can relate to the experience of losing control of the machines that they depend on. It seems wise to address these problems in advance, or at least plan for them.
Yeah, and Bostrom has been listed as one of the most, I mean, Foreign Policy identified him as one of the world's 100 most important thinkers, and he's fetched up on other lists of kind of radical, edgy futurists. And so we wanted to invite him as part of a series that I'm calling Dispatches from the Edge, where we take the normal focus of SAR, which is traditionally focused on human prehistory and recent history, with a focus on the Southwest and its global connections, but just take it to the next level. So it's outside of our normal membership lecture program, and we're going to be doing this a couple of times a year, I think, going forward.
Do you see any lessons from Southwestern history that we might apply to the deep future?
The one thing that you can say is that, you know, I'd say 40 years ago, everything about the Southwest seemed unique, and yet now all the problems that we have here, the things that keep us up at night, you know, water shortage, immigration, jobs, environmental change, are global issues too. And for that matter, successful intercultural relationships. It's not all bad news. I mean, the one thing I really like about Santa Fe is that very different groups have managed over 500 years to sort of carve out a working relationship. Not always happy, not always perfect, but, you know, people get by. And so I think there are a lot of lessons that you can look at the Southwest as a microcosm of problems that are affecting other parts of the world. So that's one of the reasons why SAR makes a point of not being just a Southwestern-focused institution. So we always have scholars who work in other parts of the world, because we think that they bring other realities, other insights into discussions about the Southwest, and vice versa, too, that the Southwest becomes a model for solving problems in other parts of the world. So we like the mix of the near and the far, and historically the present and the past, and in this case, the future.
What is the Future of Humanity Institute?
That's where Bostrom perches. Apparently, he's considered such an important scholar. he doesn't have to do something as undignified as actually teach students. So he's a full-time researcher. He has a couple of other scholars, and what they do is think up interesting and provocative and hopefully useful ideas about where we're going and what we might do to control, to what the extent that we can control what happens to us in the future, what sorts of questions we should be asking and what kinds of strategies we should be implementing.
The lecture is called Can We Reshape Humanity's Deep Future? The subtitle is Possibilities and Risks of Artificial Intelligence, Human Enhancement, and Other Emerging Technologies. The lecturer is Dr. Nick Bostrom, and he will be speaking this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the James A. Little Theater here in Santa Fe. And would you like to say anything else about the event?
For an additional admission charge, we're doing a reception at the SAR campus immediately following the lecture. We'll have copies of Professor Bostrom's book, Superintelligence, for sale. You get a chance to meet and talk to him, presumably get a book signing if you're interested. I also want to acknowledge our underwriters, the Vera R. Campbell Foundation, Merrill Lee Caldwell and Marcus Randolph, Susan Foote, and also some additional lodging support from La Posada de Santa Fe.
Michael Brown is the president of the School for Advanced Research. Thank you very much for being on the show.
My pleasure, Max.